Imagine waking up each morning with genuine anticipation rather than dread. What if happiness wasn't something that happened to you, but something you actively created? In a world obsessed with external achievements, the happy mind offers a radical alternative. Happiness is an inside job, a skill to develop rather than a destination to reach. Most of us have been chasing happiness in entirely the wrong direction, conditioned to believe it comes from external sources. Consider how many people calculate happiness in currency values. If I could just make $100,000. Despite seeing wealthy yet miserable people daily, they remain convinced money holds the key. Others pursue status and power, believing organizational pedestals will make them feel important enough to be happy. Many fixate on physical appearance or location, convinced beauty or geography holds the magical solution. Perhaps most dangerous is outsourcing happiness to other people, believing joy depends entirely on finding the right partner or gaining recognition from others. They enter relationships with lofty expectations and become dependent on acceptance. What all these approaches share is a fundamental error, confusing pleasure for happiness. While pleasurable moments add spice to life, their effects quickly fade. True happiness isn't about swinging on a pendulum of pleasure, but developing an overall rhythm in how you live. It's a now and here skill, not something waiting on the horizon. What actually makes people happy? Research shows genuinely content people view life through a productive lens rather than one tarnished by perceived threats. Their thoughts flow with reality instead of fighting against it, creating energy rather than depleting it. They assume full accountability for their circumstances. While experiencing the same ups and downs as everyone else, they respond differently to challenges, owning the cause, effect, and solution of every situation. When facing difficulties, they ask, "What am I going to do about this?" rather than, "Why does this always happen to me?" Happy people enjoy simple things more deeply, engaging with life through all their senses. This enjoyment fuels gratitude, perhaps the single most telling characteristic of happiness. No fear can withstand true gratitude. They take ownership of their future, viewing each day as a clean trail where they decide how to leave their tracks. They refuse to live by chance, taking focused steps toward their vision while maintaining practical optimism that balances realism with enthusiasm. Creating happiness stems from consistent small shifts in daily conduct rather than revolutionary changes. Build supportive routines and repeat until they become habits. Begin with intentional planning. Conduct annual life reviews to establish direction, monthly reviews to align with priorities, end weeks by scheduling the next, and start each day with a clear vision of desired results. Practice deliberate gratitude by appreciating what you have daily. More possessions won't bring happiness if you can't value what's already yours. Acknowledge life's little miracles using all your senses. Document your blessings until you're fully aware of them, rewiring your brain to notice positives rather than problems. Make peace with your history, especially difficult parts. Our greatest spiritual growth often follows tough times. View past challenges as necessary hurdles that strengthened you. Forgiveness frees you from the burden of resentment, not to condone wrong behavior. Happiness thrives in simplicity, requiring us to reduce clutter despite societal pressure toward complexity. Identify and discard low-value glut across possessions, commitments, relationships, and information consumption. Starting your day with clarity about what's important helps you excuse yourself from unimportant matters. Simplicity demands boundaries, learning to say no to misaligned opportunities. Accepting limitations isn't constraining but liberating, allowing for depth rather than surface skimming. Guard your mind's entrance carefully. Select information thoughtfully and beware of media that exploits our negative bias. This intellectual junk food breeds pessimism, while happy people maintain a balanced information diet. With relationships, too, quality connections outweigh quantity. Be selective about who deserves your time rather than salvaging failing connections. Your physical well-being forms the foundation of happiness. What we consume dramatically alters our longevity, with food functioning as either preventative medicine or destroyer of well-being. Most people die from food-related conditions. We're the only species that chooses self-destructive eating patterns. Sleep when and as much as needed. Exhaustion amplifies stress and shortens life, while sleep deprivation impairs cognitive function. Aim for 7 to 9 hours nightly. Happy people are rested people. Our bodies require movement to prevent deterioration. Though designed for activity, our clever brains have created a world of passivity. Regular exercise provides energy, supports well-being, creates a positive health outlook, and enhances vitality. Make time for inner peace through silence and spiritual practice using whatever tradition resonates with you. Your inner self needs nurturing. It's the soil from which your life grows. Your most important insights emerge in reflection. Your best work awaits in private silence, and your biggest breakthroughs appear after uninterrupted concentration. Unhappiness stems from escaping the present, the only moment we can actually experience and influence. Past regrets and future anxieties distract us from now. Your future depends on how you spend your days, not your elaborate dreams. Engage life by slowing down. Look at stars as if they appear once a century. Hold loved ones as if it's your last day together. Happy people magnify life's small moments and celebrate the ordinary. Words shape both your behavior and others' responses. They're self-instructions your brain follows. You eventually experience the life you describe through speech. Express hope and articulate options. Happiness isn't just revealed through words, but created by them. Stress comes from living a mental life incompatible with your actual one. When you oppose reality, you create strain. Learn to flow with life's elements, even harsh ones. Find harmony with life as it is. Consider the wisdom of a 92-year-old woman moving to a nursing home who declared she loved her room before seeing it. When questioned, she explained, "Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like my room doesn't depend on furniture arrangement, but how I arrange my mind." This reveals a fundamental truth. Happiness is a choice we make regardless of circumstances. While external events influence our emotions, they never fully determine them. We retain the power to choose our response, to arrange our minds before our surroundings. The path to happiness isn't found in perfect circumstances, but in perfect attention to this moment. It's about noticing more in what you already have, changing how you relate to others, and mastering your responses rather than controlling the uncontrollable. Happiness requires courage to take ownership of your emotional life. It demands practicing gratitude when complaining seems easier, simplifying when complexity tempts, and being present instead of dwelling in regrets or anxieties. The happy mind isn't born, it's built, one choice at a time. You don't have to be happy for the rest of your life, only now. You don't have to be happy for the rest of your life, only now.